We begin the current and final daf in Masechet Pesachim, daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. We begin on the bottom of Kuf Chaf, three lines up in the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues and concludes discussing the previous Mishnah, which spoke about that we said after Chatzilis, after midnight, regarding the Karban Pesach, its Metames Yadayim actually conveys Tumah to the person's hand. And the Mishnah concluded with the reasoning of that, which is that there's two items that are Metame a person's Yadayim. One is Pigel, when a person has a Machshava of Psul, which is that this carbon, as he's bringing it and sacrificing it, it should be eaten after its designated time that it's allowed to be. That creates a pigul, a psul in the carbon itself. And then there's a psul of neiser, which is when actually a carbon is left over, when it was done kosher in the proper way, but it was left over at its designated time, that's an isser of eating it, of neiser, of leftover. Regarding these two psulim, we said in the Mishnah, and that's why the carbon Pesach, after midnight, as our Gemara and the previous daf had explained, it's going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who holds that the Karban Pesach is only allowed to be eaten up until midnight. Hence, after that, it's considered nicer, and that's why it's metames yadayim. So the Mishnah, the Gemara continues quoting and says, "Ha-pigul v'ha-nicer metames yadayim." As we said, that the pigul and the nicer, again, one is the machshava of that it should be eaten after its designated time. One is actually that it's left over its designated time. They both convey, these two types of karbanas, that a pasul conveyed tumah to a person's hands that touched it. So the Gemara brings from two Amayram, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Chada Amar Mishum Chashdei Kuhuna. One of them says that the reason why there's Tumas Yadayim is because of the suspicion, the suspected ones of the Kahanim, which the Gemara will later explain. He's saying a reason of Pigul, why Pigul has a Tumas Yadayim. Chada Amar Mishum Atzlei Kuhuna. One of them says the reason why there was a Tumas Yadayim was because of the lazy ones amongst the Kahanim, which the Gemara will explain later, that he's giving the reason of Neiser, and in truth, they don't really argue. It's just that one's coming to explain the reason why by Pigul there's Tumas Yadayim, and one comes to explain the reason why there's Tumas Yadayim by Neiser, as the Gemara explains. Chadomer Kezayis, v'chadikam Abeya. However, there is an area where they do argue that one says that the shear of the piece of meat from this carbon, for it to convey the Tumas Yadayim, is a shear of a Kezayis, and one says it's a shear of a Kebeya. We continue on top of Kuf Chav Alef Menaf, where the Gemara explains these two elements, and that is, regarding the first area that they spoke about, they're not really arguing, but rather Chad Tanei HaPigel. One was coming to explain the reason of our Mishnah, why is it that when there's Pigel, that there's going to be Tumas Yadayim over there. But Chad Tanei HaNeiser, one was giving the reason why our Mishnah said that by Neiser, by leftover meat of a kosher carbon, that there's Tumas Yadayim over there, as the Gemara explains. Manatanya Pigel, the one that was going on, again, the carbon, which when it looks like it's good, it's even on the first day that it was brought, but it had a machshava that it should be eaten out of its proper time, there, why is there Tumas Yadayim on that carbon? Mishum Chashdei Kuhunim, because of the suspected ones among the Kahanim, and that is a Chum Wageizer, a Tumah, that the Kahanim should not willingly create Pigel to cause a loss to the owners, and then they're going to say later on that, oh, we were shaygig, we did that by mistake, and then they won't be liable. But since they will know that it's pigul, and therefore that's going to create a tumah, which is a major deterrent for the kahanim, because the process, what happens when one becomes tummy, that's why Chum instituted tumah, that a kohen should not willingly and able to create a great loss for the bialim, and to no loss of his own, because he's not going to be liable if he says he was a shaygig. That's why we say that he's required to that if he makes it into pickle, it's going to create tumah, and that's going to be a deterrent. The one that said that he was going on why there's tumas yadayim by neiser, by karbanas that are left over at the designated time, that was mishum atzli kuna. That was because of the lazy ones of the kahanim, and that would similarly apply to Yisraelim, but it's regards to the eating of the carbon, and that is since there's a certain amount that have to be eaten, and once that goes over, that's going to be nicer, and since we want it to be eaten, it's a mitzvah to eat the karbanas. That's why, to deter the lazy ones among the kahanim, we say that, you know what, if you leave it over, that meat is going to actually convey tumah to your hands. So those are the two deterrents, one because of the chashdei kuna, the suspected ones about creating pigul. So for them we made that if you do that, it's going to create a tumah for your yadayim. And so too for nicer, that since we want it to be eaten, a deterrent for the lazy ones that they should eat it in its proper time. However, Chadom Kezayis, one of them said that a Kezayis of this meat, of this carbon, whether it be Pigul or Neiser, will convey Tumah to a person's hands. Chadom Kebeya, and the other one said that it's going to be the size of an egg, and this is the one area where they do argue. And that is because Mandam Kezayis Ki Isuri, the one that said that the shear is like an olive, that's like the Isser, in other words, the Isser of eating from Pigul or Neiser, is the shear of a Kezayis. So he said that the same thing will be regarding the halacha that the Rabbanan had instituted regarding conveying and transmitting tumah will also be the size of that iser. However, the one that says it's going to be shear of an egg was kutumasa, was like the shear that we generally have. That was the tumah that's conveyed by food items are generally halacha only when it's the size of an egg to convey tumah to other things. Therefore, he held that here also when the Chum instituted a tumah on this iser of naiser and pigle, that they also instituted in that same format of kebeya, not of kezayis. But truthfully, they're both not arguing on the other halacha of pigle and naiser, that one was just saying of atzle and chashde kuhuna. The only area they argue is what's the shear, is it kezayis or is it kebeya? Now the Gemara concludes with the final Mishnah, Masechet Pesachim. Beirach birchas ha-pesach. If someone makes a bracha on the eating, the consumption of the carbon pesach, which is the bracha, baruch atah Hashem lekein melech ha'ilam, asher kedushanu b'mitzvos etzivanu lechel ha-pesach, if he makes that bracha on the carbon pesach, pater shel zevach, so he exempts the other karbanos that he's eating together with the carbon pesach. But whereas baruch shel zevach, if he makes a bracha on the carbon that he's eating, which is baruch atah Hashem lekein melech ha'ilam, asher kedushanu b'mitzvos etzivanu lechel ha-zevach, that, and as Rashbam explains, that zevach that we're talking about is the chagiga of the 14th that comes together with the Korban Pesach. Or he says, it could even be nedarim and nedavos that were brought on Erev Pesach together and they're being eaten on the evening of Pesach together with the Korban Pesach. Loi pater shel Pesach, when you make the bracha on that other carbon, that will not exempt the bracha that's required for the Korban Pesach. Divrei Bishmol, that's the opinion of Bishmol. However, B'kiva Imehi argues, says, loi zu b'ter zu, v'loi zu b'ter zu. The bracha on the Korban Pesach does not exempt the bracha on the Zevach, and the bracha on these other Korbanos does not exempt the bracha on the Korban Pesach, as the Gemara will explain the Machlekes in the Gemara. So the Gemara explains now. Kishatim Tzalayma, when you conclude and you analyze the entire Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, you can come to the following conclusion. The Div Rabbi Shmuel, according to the words of Rabbi Shmuel, and that is, Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is mentioned in Masechet Zvachim and the Flamed Zayinim and Aleph, that Rabbi Shmuel says that the Korban Pesach's matan damim, that its blood that's put onto the Mizbeach, is different than other Korbanos. And that is just like Korban Meiser, it's poured onto the Mizbeach and not thrown with Zrika. That's how the Korban Pesach is, it's Beshvicha and not Bezrika. Now, but now that Rabbi Shmuel is telling us that this Korban Pesach, as we said, his opinion is that it's poured onto the Mizbeach. So from our Mishnah, we learn that regarding this, that he said that if you make the bracha on the Korban Pesach, you'll exempt the bracha of other Korbanos. However, you will not exempt the bracha that's required for the Korban Pesach when you make a bracha on the other Korbanos. So you could conclude the following parallel, that Zrika, in other words, Korbanos that are, their dam, their blood, is thrown onto the Mizbeach, Bechlal Shvicha, they're included. And that is, if you would take them and instead of throwing them, you would pour it onto the Mizbeach, the way you do it by Korban Pesach, that you would fulfill your chiyuv. However, v'lo shvicha b'chlal zrika. However, those that have to be poured, like the Korban Pesach, if you would go ahead and throw it, you would not fulfill your chiyuv as you do by other Korbanos, because that was the parallel that we find in our Mishnah, that the bracha of the Korban Pesach and the bracha of the Zevach, where Rabbi Shmuel tells us that the bracha of the Korban Pesach cannot be fulfilled with the chiyuv of the bracha of the other Korbanos. So we see that the Shvicha ones, Korban Pesach, are not included in the Zrika ones of the other ones. It's only the other ones of Zrika that are included, as we find in the bracha of the Korban Pesach, and so too in the way the blood is thrown, which is poured for the Korban Pesach, that would exempt even those that have to be thrown. That's the opinion, that's what would come out according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, according to the words of Rabbi Kiva, Loi shvicha b'chlal zrika, it's neither one would exempt the other one. If you had to pour like the Korban Pesach and Meiser, you would not exempt it if you threw it. But loi zrika b'chlal shvicha, regarding all the other Korbanos like Shlam that you have to throw, it would not be exempted if you went and you poured it on. And that is exactly, again, the parallel we find in our Mishnah regarding the brachas of the Korban Pesach and the other Korbanos, where each one does not exempt the other one. And as Rashbam explains to us, because Reb Kiva also holds that the Korban Pesach is poured, because he says we don't find any other Tana that says that the Korban Pesach's blood is thrown besides Rabbi Yosef Glili, who's mentioned in Perek Tamet Nishchat, and therefore since he's saying that the Korban Pesach, its blood is poured, and the other Korbanos, they're Zarak, they were thrown, and yet still he holds that each one will not exempt the other Bracha, so too in Halacha of their Damim, that each one will not exempt the other one. Now the Gemara continues Amud Beis and concludes the Mesechta with the following story. Now Rashbam says the reason why the Gemara quotes this story over here is because since in our Mishnah, we were talking about two different types of brachas for one person, and one action that depends one on the other. For example, the Korban Pesach and the Zevach, which is the Korban Chagiga that comes with the Korban Pesach, so they're tied together. That's why our Mishnah, that's why our Gemara quoted this story of the father of a child that's making two brachas, so it's two brachas with one person, and that each bracha is really interdependent on the other one. So the Gemara brings that Rib Simloi, Ikla Pidya Ben. Simloi went to a Pidya Ben, which is the redemption of the firstborn, that on the day 30 is when they go ahead and give to the Kohen five slime to redeem their son, which is the Avoidah, that the Bechor really has the Avoidah, and they're redeemed in exchange by the Kohen. So Bayimine, they asked from Simloi the following question. So Pshita, it's obvious to us that Al Pidya Ben, regarding the redemption of the son, you make the bracha Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvaysa b'tzivanu, that Hashem has sanctified us with His commandments, and He commanded us Al Pidya Ben regarding redeeming the first son by giving this money to the Kayin. So, and that we know Aviha Ben Mavarach, it's the father of the son, of the child, of the son, the 30-year-old, the 30-day-old baby, that he's the one that makes the bracha. However, there's another bracha that's said at the Pidya Ben. Baruch Shechiyanu v'kiimanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. Regarding the bracha that Hashem should be blessed, that has kept us alive and has sustained us, and that we reach to this momentous occasion, Kohen Mavarch, does the Kohen make the bracha who takes the money? Oyaviya ben Mavarch, or is it the father of the child who gives the money that makes the bracha? As the Gemara explains, their suffix was Kohen Mavarch. Does the Kohen make the bracha? The Kamati Hanoli Yadeh, because he's the one that's getting the pleasure out of this. A Shechiyanu is made when you have a new fruit, something exciting, something new that's coming, so he's getting the pleasure out of this momentous occasion because he's getting the money. Or maybe does the father of the son make the bracha? The kavod mitzvah, because he's doing a mitzvah, which is the mitzvah redeeming his son. So he makes the bracha. And that the Gemara says, Lohav b'yadeh. Reb Simloi did not have the answer. Asa shol b'midrash, so he went to ask in the Beis Medrash. Amrulei, they said to him, Aviha ben mevarach shtayim, the father of the son, he makes both brachas, both the bracha al pinya ben and the shechiyanu. V'halachas and halacha is, Aviha ben mevarach shtayim, the father of the baby boy, he's the one that makes both brachas, that of the Pinya Ben and the Shechiyanu. Hanu lach Arvi Pesachim, we shall return to you. Perek Arvi Pesachim, the 10th Perek of Mesechta Pesachim, Veslikla Mesechta Pesachim, we have concluded Mesechta Pesachim.